company brother be caught or killed. If even one escaped, the plague would return. Like Narayan Singh, she knew darkness always comes. She had seen it happen already, after the disaster at Dejigore. She was terrified. She was convinced that the Year of the Skulls would commence shortly if any part of the grand plan failed. She had a great deal to say about Soulcatcher, and none of it was complimentary. To get herself shut of a dreaded ally, she might have taken on another who was far worse. She remembered Catcher's tricks and treats of a few years ago. She knew damned well that Soulcatcher was less predictable than any natural disaster. The latest quakes had been felt in Taglios, though no damage had been done there. Some people were afraid that meant that the gods, or some great power, were displeased by what had been done to the Black Company. Croker had mentioned the company habit of paying back treachery so often that already some people were preparing for the vengeance storm. Again, that had to do with the terror of the company name that no one would or possibly could explain. Could that just have stolen into every heart from some shadowy source, never having possessed any substance? Was it a good old-fashioned Kena deceit? I really needed to get my nose into those old annals hidden in that room where, the Radishah had guards and soldiers searching for smoke systematically. One Eye's confusion spells would not withstand so determined an effort. They could not confuse all the senses of that many men all the time. She could not expect to find Smoke alive. She would just want to know what had become of him. I didn't want her looking, though. She might find my books. Stupid. I could have had Sleepy collect them while he was up there. If I'd invested a little forethought and had done a little planning, I could have had him kill several birds. I had to start thinking that way. We had no options to squander anymore. The Radishah was closeted with the most powerful priests. Each time I visited Taglios, even if only one day had passed, it seemed the priests had gained influence, while the wealthy merchants and manufacturers, many of whom owed their fortunes to the existence and efforts of the company, had faded farther from favor, unless they were priests clever enough to have used their positions to mercantile advantage during the development of the Taglian armies. It would be interesting to see how well the new bourgeoisie had been able to shed old ways of thinking as the ecclesiastical peril grew. Was there one native-born Taglian with balls big enough to respond? The Radishah's effort to screw us had put her in bed with men she loathed and at odds with people who thought her way. The meeting looked like another arm-twisting session. The priests wanted further concessions from the state in return for ecclesiastical support. You could see the Radishah thinking that Lady had had the right idea when she massacred so many of their predecessors. I was in a wicked mood. I dropped to a point beside the woman's ear. Bo! She jumped. She moved away and stared at the empty air, color gone from her face. The room fell silent. The priests looked troubled. They too had sensed something. It struck dark sparks of terror inside them. I tried an evil laugh. Some of that got through too. I felt the black dread fill the room. The Radishah shivered as if the temperature had dropped to midwinter. It was already planting season around Taglios. I whispered,